We have four agenda items under this that we were going to go over. The first one is 4.1.1, which is an overview of the regional water planning process, which will be presented by Tony Smith with Corolo. Tony?
Good morning, everybody. Tony Smith, project manager and water resources engineer for Corolo Engineers. And before getting started with this being our first presentation to you guys, I just wanted to thank you all again for selecting the Corolo team to be your technical consultant for the development of the 2026 plan. As part of the development of the plan, the planning group is required to accept public comments as part of this pre-planning meeting. My first presentation here today is a very high-level overview of this planning process to serve as a primer for those of you that may be new or unfamiliar with the process, and to serve as a refresher for those of you that may have been doing this for a while. I'll be hitting on a brief history of how Texas has historically planned for water, some of the elements of the regional water plan and the schedule envisioned as we start out here developing that 2026 plan. I'll also have a much more thorough overview, getting into more details as part of today's regular meeting. So this is really hitting the highlights for this public input hearing. So the impetus for water planning in the state really goes back to the 50s, where there was a major drought that affected the entire state. As a result of recommendations from the Thomas Commission that was formed by Governor Price Daniel, right? The Water Development Board was created from that commission in 1957, and adopted that same year was a constitutional amendment that named the Water Development Board as the administrator for a $200 million water development fund, which supplied loans to political subdivisions for water resource development projects throughout the state. And then in 61, the board delivered the first state water plan entitled A Plan for Meeting the 1980 Water Requirements of Texas, looking out far to the future to 1980. Subsequent plans from the board contemplated many projects, some of which were ultimately built and other ideas that were never developed. One of the ones that I always like to show is a strategy that came out of the 68 plan that was called Burley's Ditch, which considered moving water from the Mississippi all the way to the Texas Panhandle. So they were really thinking big back in those days, and obviously it was never constructed, but boy, they were really putting a lot of engineers' minds to work coming up with potential future strategies. Since that first plan in 57, there have been a total of 11 state water plans, and you can see when just looking at the historical conservation storage here, how like reservoirs, how much development of reservoirs occurred over that time frame just within Texas itself. Now, these plans were developed from the top down, meaning that the Water Development Board was responsible for the analyses and for writing those plans. And that happened all the way up to the mid-90s, when there was a potential new drought of record in 96 that had $6 billion in economic losses, mostly related to agriculture. And there were about 300 entities that were under threat for their water supplies. And in 1997 and in 2001, the Texas legislature implemented several omnibus water bills, Senate Bills 1 and 2, that created and refined the regional planning process. Senate Bill 1 in 97 basically set up that plans would be developed for each established region to meet needs during the drought of record. The state water plan would be developed based on those 16 regions' water plans. And the board interprets the information from those regional plans, aggregates it together, and subsequently creates the state water plan. And they also consider policy recommendations that go for the legislature and elsewhere. There are 16 regional water planning groups across the state, named by letter, they're comprised of various categories of water users and providers to represent a broad swath of perspectives in that planning process. And of course, here's Brazos G. These regional water planning groups develop a regional water plan every 5 years that are then, as I said, rolled up to that state water plan. These plans perform a lot of functions, but if you boil it down, essentially, they're solving a water supply equation, comparing existing supplies against projections or predictions of future demand over the next 50 years and determining where the supplies fall short. We call those shortages are called needs in this planning process, water needs. What these plans do is then work with all the various water users and providers in the region to identify where water management strategies might be developed to address those needs. There are a host of potential strategies that could be considered, like conservation, reuse, how to better access existing supplies, where there's contracts that are already in place, but maybe there's physical infrastructure that needs to be developed. These plans go through that exercise, identifying what those potential strategies are. And this exercise serves multiple purposes. The plan is referenced in the state's surface water permitting process, and it's used by the Water Development Board when considering providing funding assistance from the board for water projects for those folks that are seeking funding assistance. It's important for reflecting local water supply planning initiatives, identifying needed studies, and for rural water providers and users that may not have the resources to look out 10 to 50 years, you know, those folks are concentrating on the problems and the line breaks that they have now and in the next year, next 2 years or 5 years, they may not have the money to look 50 years ahead. And so this regional planning process is an excellent resource for helping those smaller rural entities with their long-term water supply plans and supporting their long-term economic development as well. In these processes, they look for consistency with the plan, particularly in terms of are you being consistent with the infrastructure and the source of water supply that's being considered so that there's no over-allocation of existing sources. A project doesn't have to be in the water plan unless certain state financing is used, but it's very useful for both the surface permitting process and that financial assistance program that the board has developed. So, and forgive me, some of the formatting's not looking quite right there. We'll get that ironed out. But the plan itself is organized into chapters that describe the region, investigating that water equation. They contemplate strategies and their potential impacts. It considers drought activities, unique opportunity for identifying unique stream segments and unique reservoir sites. The plan provides recommendations on strategies and policy, and they follow a public process. The process is funded by the state in increments. Those work elements that are currently funded are started up here. So that's where we're starting out right now, what the state has allocated for the present funding, what work elements we're going to be working on here in the near term. So the board also drives the five-year schedule of the process, shown here in intricate detail in a two-point font. Point being that there is thought that's going into this. There are many steps of the process, and we are on that red line. That red line is going to march ever forward to the right as we go through this process. I will not be using the board's official version here as we talk from meeting to meeting, but the plan is to give you a good idea of where we are in this development process in every meeting so that we can tell, okay, this is what we're doing now, this is how we're addressing that water supply equation. But out of all of that maelstrom of small fonts, there are three key dates that are worth noting. First is, and all of this is kind of like if you're in high school and your teacher wanted to make sure that you were doing your project and not just wait for the final deadline when you turned it in. They have some checkpoints throughout the process, and the board has these checkpoints. The first being the technical memorandum that we'll develop and submit March 4th of 2024. Makes sure that we're getting the proper information developed and put in the database for the Water Development Board's use for the state water plan. The second item is the initially prepared plan, which is essentially the draft plan that is required to be submitted to the Water Development Board from the Regional Planning Group on March 3rd, 2025. And then the final regional water plan for adoption and submittal by October 20th, 2025. And it seems so far away now when we're right here at the front, but it'll march pretty quickly and we'll get to that point. So with that, that is a very high level summary of the planning process for y'all's consideration. We'll get into more details on it in later discussion. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Any questions for Tony before he steps down? Thank you, Tony, for that overview.